Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm and sunny day across the region, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Eilat is enjoying a gentle breeze, perfect for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post coming in now, Israel and Iran exchanged attacks before a ceasefire, but there are concerns that the Hezbollah conflict could escalate further. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that dozens of Israeli jets were on standby for a broader strike on Iran, which was halted after a call between Trump and Netanyahu. Also this hour, Walla reports that former Prime Minister Bennett warns of a new phase in the conflict, calling recent events the start of Iran's increased aggression. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Israel has targeted Iranian military sites following an Iranian missile attack. And finally, a report from earlier today by Walla notes that the latest Israeli strikes mark a significant shift since the April 8 ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yishai Fleischer, a prominent Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago emphasizing that Iran's leadership has not learned from past mistakes. Meanwhile, I24N EWS shared commentary from Khosrow Isfahani earlier today, highlighting that Iran feels emboldened to attack Israel without fear of retaliation from the US or allies. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, noted earlier that Trump has stated ongoing negotiations with Iran, suggesting that Israel may not return to war immediately. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Israel's recent military actions against Iran have weakened newly restored air defenses. This strategic move allows the Israeli Air Force greater freedom in future operations within Iran. This development could shift the balance of power in ongoing regional tensions. Turning to Ynet's report, Israeli defense officials prepared for a significant operation against Iran. However, a conversation between former US President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu led to a postponement. This decision underscores Israel's reliance on US diplomatic support. Meanwhile, Walla details Naftali Bennett's warning about Iran's increasing influence. He criticizes the current prime minister's approach, suggesting a lack of decisive action. This criticism may fuel further political debate within Israel. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, high-tech salaries in Israel have surged, reaching unprecedented levels. The rapid increase is attributed to annual grants boosting compensation. Separately, Ynet Business reports that the US dollar has strengthened against the shekel. This follows comments from the Bank of Israel's governor about potential interest rate adjustments and ongoing geopolitical tensions. And finally, Globes highlights the launch of Robel Innovation's new counter-drone system, Black Raven. This Israeli-developed technology aims to address modern aerial threats using AI and sensor fusion. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.